Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Okay, if you recall back in the fifth Perek, we had a discussion. If a person says to his friend, "Can I put my stuff in your backyard?" and the friend says yes, but doesn't say, "I'm agreeing to watch it." So we had a machlokus between the Tanakam and Rebbe. If something happens, if the friend who's like the householder where the stuff was deposited, if he's responsible, does he take responsibility for watching that nothing should happen to the owner's stuff that was put in his backyard? Or no, he just said, use my place if you want to, but at your own risk. When he said nothing, what do you say? Tanakama said, he accepts responsibility. Rebbe said, you don't accept responsibility until you say, I'll watch your stuff. Fine. This Mishnah, Gimel, here in Perek Vav, is like a throwback to the, you know, Mishnah Gimel Perek Hey. I don't really have a good explanation why they put it in here, but we're going to say the same exact Mishnah again. The only difference will be we found a clever case where even Rebbe would agree that without explicitly saying I'm watching, taking responsibility, he's taking responsibility. What is the case? The case, the Mishnah, is that everyone in the valley, you know, has to let their wheat dry somewhere throughout the summer so it can be ready to turn into grain at the end of the summer. So overnight, you know, the bad guys can come and steal your wheat, so everyone would need to hire a private watchmen to guard their stuff, but economies of scale say, listen, one person should be the watch person. We'll deposit all of our wheat in one guy's field, and he'll hire one watchman for all of our, you know, the whole valleys, all the farmers in the valleys' wheat that's drying. So I'll just save everyone money. So when you pay the guy whose field it is that everyone's putting their wheat, obviously you're not paying him just for storage, you're just paying him also. He's the custodian. He's being expected to watch it. He's expected to watch it, even if he didn't explicitly say, I'll watch your stuff. What do you think you're paying him for? And indeed, he's taking responsibility and he's liable. That's the Mishnah. And that even Rebbe would agree to. The Mishnah says inside, Hamagdish besoch stay sade shel chavero. You know, we'll call him Potter. He's Mr. Harry Potter again from the back to Mishnah. Hey, Harry Potter puts his wheat to dry into his neighbor's backyard. Shalobershus, without any permission. Va'achalta behemto. And then the neighbor's animal goes and eats Harry Potter's food. Shalbala balasade. Potter. The neighbor is Potter from his, even though his cow ate Harry Potter's food, because who told Harry Potter to put it in his backyard? Now, ve'im huzga behen. And if the neighbor's cow trips and falls over the pile that's in the backyard that shouldn't be there, bal hagadish chayev. Good old Potter will put the pile of food in his neighbor's yard is responsible, because what are you doing obstructing my backyard for? Now, v'mhigdish b'rishus, however, and this is the new chiddush of this Mishnah, if the pile was made with permission, meaning that's what everyone, in the case, like I told you before, everyone does that, everyone makes the haystack in the same back, same, you know, field, so everyone can guard it, have a collective guardianship, bal hasada chayev. In that case, the owner of the field on which everyone's piling their hay, he's the one who's responsible. Even if he didn't explicitly say, he'll take responsibility, and even Rebbe agrees in such a case that even without speaking it out, he's taking responsibility, because that's what they're doing and putting their stuff in his backyard. Cool.